Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu concludes historic state visit to Slovakia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches projects worth over 3,800 crore rupees in Varanasi. Naglan tops in Aadhaar biometric updates for children. And public rally against alleged rape and murder of woman held in Mhaikam. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today concluded her historic visit to Slovakia. The state visit took place after a gap of nearly 30 years. During the visit, the president held delegation-level talks with the president of Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, and Prime Minister Robert Fico, and signed two MOUs. Ms. Murmu was also conferred an honorary doctorate by the Constantine the Philosopher University. Ms. Murmu attended an interactive session with members of the Indian business delegation in Bratislava. After the successful visit, President Murmu has departed for home. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehdi Ganj in Varanasi. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education, and tourism. Later, addressing a public rally, the Prime Minister highlighted the city's rapid development and said, "Kashi is no longer just a symbol of antiquity, but has emerged as a model of progress." He praised the transformation, citing infrastructure upgrades, religious tourism, and improved civic amenities that have reshaped the ancient city into a modern urban center.
Connectivity ko majbuti dene wale anek infrastructure project ghar ghar tak nal se jal pahunchane ka abhiyan shiksha swasth aur khel suvidhaon ka vistar har parivar har yuva ko behtar suvidhaye dene ka sankalp ye sari yojanaye purvanchal ko viksit purvanchal banane ki disha mein mil ka patthar banne.
Mr. Modi also handed over Ayushman cards to three elderly people above the age of 70 years, certificates for three geographical indications, GI, and also transferred a bonus of 106 crore rupees to dairy farmers of the state associated with Banas Dairy, Amul. The Prime Minister highlighted that UP is number one in GI tagging in the entire country. Nagaland has secured the top position in Aadhaar mandatory biometric updates for children. The award was presented during the recently held Aadhaar Samvad at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, organized by Unique Identification Authority of India under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. Registrar for Aadhaar Nagaland, K.S. Andan Konyak, expressed heartfelt appreciation to all the deputy commissioners and said this achievement was made possible due to their continuous and dedicated work across the districts. A public rally was held today at Mhaikam local ground in Peren to protest the alleged rape and murder of a woman earlier this month. During the rally, a memorandum was submitted to the additional deputy commissioner of Jalukye detailing several demands. These included a thorough and impartial investigation into the case and the immediate arrest and prosecution of the perpetrators under relevant provisions of the law. It called for setting up a special task force and other enhanced security measures to prevent such crimes in the future. It also sought financial assistance and rehabilitation support for the victim's family. To address the larger issue of women's safety, the memorandum proposed long-term measures such as awareness programs on women's rights, community policing initiatives, and boosting laws protecting women and children.
To show our anger, resentment against an act of brutality and animalism that has taken the life of our beloved sister.
We want justice! That is war! That is war!
The rally was jointly organized by Zilyangrong Youth Organization, Zilyangrong Students Union, and Zilyangrong Mipui Organization. It was participated by Dimapur Rengma Youth, Dimapur Au Youth Organization, Tenimie Youth Organization Dimapur, Chakroma Youth Organization, Khyamnyungan Menyu Khoikam, Rongmai Mothers Association, Dimasa Youth Organization, Dansiripar Women's Society, Western Naga Youth Front, and Akahuto Students Union. The government of Nagaland has appointed Mr. Keveka Kevin Zehol as the new chairman of the Nagaland Staff Selection Board. According to an official notification issued today by the Personal and Administrative Reforms Department and signed by Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam, the appointment will take effect from the day Zehol assumes office. He will serve a term of 3 years or until he reaches the age of 65, whichever is earlier. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the United States has fundamentally changed its approach to engaging the world and its consequences are felt across every domain. Speaking at the Global Tech Summit in New Delhi, he pointed out that technological consequences would be profound as the US is the largest economy and technology has a big role in making America great again. He said technology has made trade much more national security sensitive.
Has made trade much more national security sensitive. We had almost an autonomous discussion about reliable and resilient supply chains and one about trusted and transparent digital existence. The two have really fused together and that fusion will become deeper and it will make the traditional model of partnerships much more difficult to take forward.
As part of Poshan Pakhwada 2025, an anemia awareness and screening camp was held today at Dimapur. The event was jointly organized by the District Program Office, Social Welfare, the Department of School Education, and the Integrated Ayush Hospital, Dimapur. The camp focused on raising awareness among pregnant women, nursing mothers, and adolescent girls. District Poshan Coordinator, Dimapur, Limasanla Waling, emphasized the role of proper nutrition and encouraged community participation in improving health and nutrition outcomes. During the event, 60 individuals were screened for anemia. Those diagnosed were provided iron and folic acid tablets, while all participants received personalized counseling on incorporating iron-rich foods in their daily diets. South Police Station Kohima has issued a strict warning against the unauthorized sale of lotteries in Nagaland. In an official notice, the officer in charge said several private organizations were selling lotteries without a valid permit from the government. The police cautioned all unions, societies, associations, organizations, and groups operating within the state to refrain from such activities without proper permit from the lotteries department. In view of hill-cutting work on National Highway 129A at Upper Jalukye Sector A, EAC Jalukye, Sizin Renta, has informed that the National Highway will remain closed to all vehicular traffic until 15th of this month. The EAC said the restriction is necessary to facilitate smooth construction work and ensure safety of commuters. Travelers have been advised to take the alternate route via Old Road from Jalukye Upper to Peren Town. India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to fairly widespread rainfall to continue over the northeast states during the next 3 days. This is likely to be accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning and gusty winds of about 50 km per hour over the region. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu concludes historic state visit to Slovakia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches projects worth over 3,800 crore rupees in Varanasi. Nagaland tops in Aadhaar biometric updates for children. And public rally against alleged rape and murder of woman held in Mahikam. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the morning English news. Good night.